The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. I've been asking around among people likely to be clued up in such matters, and none of them, well, certainly most of them, knew that in the summer of 1866 Charles Dickens pitched up in Douglas, stayed for quite a few days, after which the great social chronicler of his time and one of the most admired writers in the English language wrote an article about his visit. He published it in his own weekly journal called All the Year Round, in which he would often serialise his own novels and those of other leading writers, like his friend Wilkie Collins. The article reveals that he came to the island because he was curious about what he called this queer little country, and he entitled it My Manx Adventure. This started with his arrival at Douglas at 1 o'clock in the morning on board a paddle steamer from Liverpool, and he and the other passengers were greeted by touts, seeking to convey them to hotels. Dickens chose to go to the best, the Castle Mona, where he was taken, he tells us, to room number 50. It must have been a front room, because the next morning he was able to open the curtains to find a fine day and see early bathers leaving their bathing machines on the shore and going in for a dip. Dickens was a great people watcher, and he had plenty of holidaymakers to observe in Douglas, and he didn't much like what he saw. Liverpool, he wrote, was only a few hours away, and he added, "As a matter of course, it sends all its most unpleasant children for fresh air and a pleasant wash in the sea." He describes them as low or snobby people, to be seen marching through the streets of Douglas with towels over their shoulders, looking arrogantly around them. He also detested seeing brazen individuals pestering the female bathers at the water's edge, annoying and bothering them in shows of bravado. Dickens shows himself to be well aware of the political situation in the island. It was ruled, he said, by the governor, and it was clear to him, from opinions expressed in the more radical Manx newspapers, that the Manx people were restive under the colonial dominance of the British government, just like the Irish, he added. It just so happened that he was in the island at the time of its greatest social reform. It was in 1866 that the House of Keys became democratically elected, and he noted newspaper opinion of the self-elected MHKs as a lot of stupid boobies. It's not surprising that Dickens, a great opponent of injustice, felt that he had visited the Isle of Man on the eve of what he described as this great political convulsion, the first Manx general election. It is clear that he was all in favour of the Manx nationalist feelings. He may not have liked the English holidaymakers, especially those from Liverpool, but he seems to have approved of the Manx people. Charles Dickens sailed away from Douglas after his rather lengthy stay, and he did not come back, not as far as I know, anyway. He was 54 years old at the time, and his writing career had seen its great days. There was only one more book to come from him before he died at his home in Kent in June 1870.